Blog Talk Radio.
Today's Sabbath School. Let us start reading Psalms 33, verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is commonly. Commonly means my mind has skipped. Let me just read. For the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them and the host are like the sun, stars, moon, and the different things in the sky that you may see different planets by the breath of his mouth. So he made all those things by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together in an heap and laid it up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the Lord stand in awe of him. And that's in amazement, or amazed at him, because of what he does and what he has done and will do. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood up. Verse 10. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. Naught means zero or nothing. He maketh the devices. And devices here means plans or purposes of the people of none effect. Verse 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. That's us. We don't know that yet, but if you listen to me, we will all be on the same page. And I'm thankful that he has chosen me to feed his sheep and given me the courage to do that and the means to do it. Verse 13, the Lord looketh from heaven to behold all the sons of men from the place of his habitation. He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth means he maketh their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of hosts. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is a vain. Vain means worthless or useless thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercies. And mercies are compassion, pity, and forgiveness. Verse 19, to deliver their own souls from death, and and to keep them alive in famine. And famine means a scarcity of food, a shortage of food. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Verse 21, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Amen to that. Let your mercy, remember that's compassion, pity, and forgiveness, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in you. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 33. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give us an understanding of his written word. Now, sheep, let us go into prayer and talk to our Heavenly Father. You may say your prayer as I say my prayer. Our Father in heaven, I cannot praise and thank you enough for calling me out and telling me in a dream to feed my sheep and providing the means for me to feed your sheep and giving me courage to do your will. You provided the way by introducing me to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Hallelujah for your blessing. Father, thank you for a blessing and for being that guiding light in my life always. We, your sheep, who were once lost, thank you for letting us know. Excuse me, I'm having to belch or burp. letting us know who you are and who the enemy is among us. Father, please stop the enemy from putting a pipeline in the territory of the United States where there is a treaty. This reminds me of John 10:10, where it says that the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, and that they might. Well, you know exactly how that is written. I will be reading John 10:10 in the next few Sabbaths. But nonetheless, stop them from taking that land to do what they will and breaking the treaty that they have. That's just to show you that the governors of the United States, those people who are in power now, they are the thief. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I pray that you will stop them this day. And as always, Heavenly Father, thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you also for giving us your sheep, sane, sound mind with excellent health. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. or otherwise known as Jesus. Amen. Sheep, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find that written in the book of Exodus, spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, chapter 20. That's the fourth commandment. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And this is what I am doing. We are remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy and rest. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I want your sheep to have your three P's ready. And what are the three P's? I'm so glad you asked. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I may say something that you will want to write down later. There are some things I want you to know. What's coming up for us on October 3rd, that starts It's called Rosh Hashanah for the Jews, and we are the Hebrew Jews. You don't know that, but once you start reading this Bible, you will begin to know that we are the Hebrew Jews. I want you to read Leviticus chapter 23. It tells you what feasts we are to observe, and again, what we are to observe, well, coming up in October 24. Well, here, it says, October the 3rd will be our next feast that we are to observe. And that is marked by blowing of the trumpets. And the trumpet, that it's called S-H-O-F-A-R, is the shofar. That's what we are to blow. Now, let me see, where will I go next? I read to you, I said, maybe a month ago, let's make affirmation. And the affirmation is that I made was a declaration of unity. Let us black people who are in America. Now, the Moors were here first, and then the white people came, and in 1619, they brought us, the black Hebrew Israelites, to the United States of America, the southern part of the United States. Our affirmation is Psalms 133, unity. Let us get back. They robbed us, and the thief robbed us of who we were. They would not allow us to read until about after the Civil War, and that was after the 1850s. And then there was, I want you all to read about Justice Taney, T-A-N-E-Y. And he wrote out a decision on the Dred Scott. He wrote a decision, and he says that Dred Scott had no right to sue the federal government because neither slaves nor free. He's admitting that there were black citizens free, that Justin Taney is, in the United States. And the one thing that I want you, that I want you to know from reading what Justice Taney wrote, he says that blacks had been regarded as being an inferior order with no rights, which the white man was to was bound to respect. And this is where he is today with us. When he can poison an entire city of Flint, Michigan with lead poison and no one does anything about it. And if they're doing anything about it, they're moving awfully slow. Had it been a white community, they all involved would be in jail by now. Those people still cannot drink water from their faucets. Let me get to my today's lesson, because I will take up too much time. Let's turn to John chapter 8, where I left off. And I think I need to get my other glasses so that I can read better. Bear with me for a moment. I'm making a change. I thought I could see better out of this pair of glasses, but I'm going back to my old glasses. Hold on a moment more, and then we will start reading from John chapter 8. I left off at verse 45, but I want to go back up to verse 44, because Jesus was calling the some children of Israel devils. And I need you to remember this. John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father, the devil, and lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth. And when he says that he was a murderer from the beginning, I said, that's the United States Constitution. It tells you can abort your child when you're not supposed to. What if Jesus wanted to bring another son into this world? He brings his children by us black women, not the white women. And I say that because you see all over the place white, an image that's supposed to be Jesus. And that's a white Christ. That's wrong. That is an abomination. Christ looks like me, black and brown. let's see, I left off at verse 44, which says, abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see, Jesus is being very bold right here. Let's start reading at verse 45, where I left off, and we're going to go into John chapter 9. That's what the lesson that I'm supposed to read. A blind man receives his sight. But let me finish reading up what I started last Sabbath. Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that you are a Samaritan that have a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is none. There is one that seek and judges. Verily, 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 verily means truly, truly, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and you said, if a man keepeth my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom maketh you yourself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your Father. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and I keepeth his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. That makes me think of reincarnation. But that's just my thought. That's not in the Bible. That's me thinking. Verse 57. Then said the Jews unto him, you are not yet 50 years old, and hast you seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast. Cast means to throw at him. And Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst. The midst is like the center or middle of them. So they, and so, passed by. See, we have finished reading all of John chapter 8. It was about the an adulterous woman. Let's go into today's lesson. I do pray that you understand and have received some revelation that is light from the reading of John chapter 8. Now, I'm going to start reading John chapter 9. A man born blind received his sight. And I pray that our Father will allow me to read it all in a timely manner. And as Jesus passed by, we're in John chapter 9, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, to him is Jesus, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned or nor his parents, but that the word of God should be made manifest. And manifest means to be made known or obvious or to be made seen in him. Verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh, no one can work. Verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And I meant to look that up. I heard a young man read it on TV, on his show, but I was not paying that much attention. And he gave the definition of light. And I meant to write it down, but I did not. Forgive me. Next Sabbath, I hope to have it for you, to let you know what the light of the world means. Verse 6, when he had thus spoken, he spat, and that's fluid from your mouth when you spit, on the ground and made clay, spittle. And when I was a child, I poured water on the ground and made like mud cakes. But that's neither here nor there. Let me focus on what God has written in the Bible. I'm in verse 9. I'm in chapter 9, verse 6. When he had thus spoken and spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. So he smeared, anointed means to put on a smear with mud. Now, and he calls it clay here. Verse 7, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent, that is S-E-N-T. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, verse 8, the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore, they said, let me read verse 10 again. Therefore said they unto him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I said, and I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said unto him, where is he? He said, I don't know. I know not. That's what he said. Verse 13, they brought him to the Pharisees. Verse 13, they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Now, this is the second There are times Jesus did a miracle. First, he turned water into wine. Two, maybe three Sabbaths ago, I read where he said, he told the man to take up your bed and walk. You'll find that in John chapter 5, verse 8. And then today is where he put spit on the ground and made clay, and the man received his sight. Verse 15, then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put, in the, he is referring to, is Jesus put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and I see, and do see. Verse 16, therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? Oh, this is what I wanted to say. This is maybe one of the reasons why people don't keep the Sabbath. But the other thing is that I remember from years back when I was in school, there was this guy named Constantine, a Roman emperor, who changed the Sabbath day from Sunday because he worshipped a sun god. But we Hebrews, the children of slaves, and read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. That's where it tells you that slaves were brought unto of this country and made bond woman and man. So all of us whose parents were brought to this United States of America on slave ships, we are the Hebrew Jews. We're not African Americans. So you get that straight in your mind. Let me pick up at verse 16 again. I'm keeping burping. I'm just having to burp. I'm going to read at verse 16. John chapter 9, verse 16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Well, I forgot about Jesus healed the 10 lepers. So this is the fourth miracle. But he did more miracles than that. He fed the, I'm remembering, he fed the 5,000 plus men and women. So with two fish and a loaf of barley, a barley loaf. So there were miracle after miracle. And him back at him giving me the courage to do this program, that's a miracle. So it's just miracle after miracle. Let's pick up reading verse 17. They say unto the blind, the once blind man, what sayest you of him, that he has opened your eyes? He said, the once blind man said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. So they did not believe the man had once been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. Let me read verse 18 again. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, they, meaning the Pharisees, asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "He know that this is," it says, "we know that this is our son and that he was born blind," verse 21, "but by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself." These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he, or Jesus, was the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue, that is, the church, or the meeting place. The synagogue, they got different names. Different people call them different places of worship by different names. Verse 23. "Therefore," said his parents, "he is of age, ask him." And again, they, the Pharisees, the man that was once blind, it doesn't say once, let me read it, verse 24 has it written. "Then again call," and they, the Pharisees, are the day, "the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, the blind man answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Then they said to him again, "What did he do? What did he to thee? What did he to thee?" Verse 26, let me read that again. Then said they, the Pharisees, to him again, What did he to you? How opened he your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples?" Then they reviled. Revile means to insult. They insulted him and said, "You are his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence," and whence means from what place he is. The once blind man answered and said unto them, "Wherein is a marvelous thing that we know not him?" Let me read this again. I have a few minutes, then I get all tight at the end of the lesson. "This man answered and said unto them, why, herein is a marvelous thing." This is a wonderful thing, marvelous, amazing thing, "that you know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened mine eyes. Now we know that God hears not sinners, but if a man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he hears. Since the world began, was it not heard?" Let me read verse 32 again. "Since the world began, was it not heard that any man open the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he would do nothing. They answered and said unto him, You are altogether born in sin, and doth you teach us? And they cast him out. Well, they threw him out of the synagogue, and that is a meeting place where people would go to hear the word of our Heavenly Father. Verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Do you believe on the Son of God? The blind, once blind man answered him and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, You have both seen him, and it is he that talketh with you. And he said, Lord, the once blind man said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Verse 39, And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they might see, not might see, and they that which see might be made blind. Verse 40, And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? And Jesus answered and said unto them, If you were blind, you should not have no sin. But now you say, We see. Therefore, your sin remains. I have read to you in its entirety, John chapter 9. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Next Sabbath, we will read John 10:10. And we're going to read all of 10, John 10. And that's where we'll read about the thief that cometh, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And of course, he is not talking about the thief. I'll read that next Sabbath to you, and hopefully we will get an understanding what is written in our Heavenly Father's Word. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we your sheep, whom you have found because we once were lost, and we rejoice that you have found us and put us back into your fold. We love you. We thank you and praise you. We appreciate you for your constant protection from the evil one and from the protection of the evil one's followers. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Oh, that's right. Go to Amazon.com and purchase my ebook.
Help your children.
I need the money. I need to purchase the new car.
And don't let them fall. Of the road,
and the broken plan. I plan to put
in Jesus.
Soon, bring your book on so that
to
you are meeting
those
as well.
That heaven might find.
I love you. Oh, God loves you more.
In their heart.
Read your Bible. So
Jesus.
We can
Jesus.
Those who are
your time.
You read the Bible.
And I know He forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.